Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, you've got a bunch of mayors in these blue jerk cities that are they're upset that Trump is indicating that he will bring in troops and he will bring peace with him. They're saying it's unconstitutional. They're saying a lot of things, but he's enforcing the law, and that's the worst thing ever, according to these jerks. Now, one of the best things, of course, are hamburgers. We don't have to worry, you know, we could do real talk about hot dogs and sloppy joes, which are just shameless burger pretenders. But the other thing to point out is that guns and ammo are selling really well, and there's hope in America because of that. Stay with me. There's a point to all this nonsense. So once again, Trump is literally Hitler. And this time he's literally Hitler because, he's using federal law enforcement to enforce federal law in Portland because that garbage town's garbage mayor and garbage DA refused to do so. And they're letting the garbage socialist punks run rampant through the streets. Although they are showing how good they are at this whole fighting thing. So, nope, he's not literally Hitler. In fact, Hitler himself literally came to power after letting his scumbag socialist punks run rampant through the streets. And basically, by seeking to preserve law and order, Trump is doing the opposite of what Hitler did. You might call it ironic, but it's not really ironic. And anyway, irony recently died by suicide, so this charge is not actually ironic. It's just stupid. I feel like the feds are on the streets throwing these dirt bags into cars and hauling them off to the federal pokey. I like this part. And they're just doing the jobs other American cops won't do. Which, by the way, if they would let Portland and Seattle's cops do their job, it would get done. And do you want... I mean, why do you think they're in the Democratic cities? And why do you think these jerks who are running these dirtbags are in Democratic cities? That's because the Democrat mayors support them. And they hold back the cops unless the rioters are dumb enough to protest outside the mayor's house. And then the local yokels get unleashed. And the Soros-owned DA support them, too, and dismiss what few charges the police departments do file. And the cops could shut the whole thing down in a millisecond, if allowed. But this is part of an information operation by the Democrats to try to portray America as ungovernable, and Trump is ineffectual by letting their own cities burn. Taking one for the team. And I hope you inner city leftist voters realize just how much your limo lib masters appreciate your sacrifice of peace and safety in your kids' lives so that they can have more power. Congratulations. The dummies made the mistake of hitting a federal courthouse, meaning federal law was broken. Things changed then. The feds won't go in and willy-nilly enforce routine state laws. But if the bad guys are in a federal beef, game on. So in came the feds in full camo mode, and pretty soon the Antifa toads were croaking a sad, sad tune. Botox Nancy was out there calling federal cops stormtroopers. When they were, you know, when the FBI twerps were helping out with the soft coup, remember how they were brave heroes of bravery and stuff. And the media loyally joined in with Botox Nancy. And But the intrepid reporters can't report worth a shit. But boy, oh boy, can they ever eagerly transcribe a Democrat talking point into a news report format. All part of a coordinated response. It all happened right at the same time with the same talking points. And surprise, surprise, it was not made necessary because these feds were ineffective. The objection is that they are effective. They are spoiling the chaos party. They aren't being held back by their bosses, and the DOJ is actually prosecuting these weenies using some federal statutes with federal prison time attached. Quite the rude awakening for these rude wokesters, which is why there's a coordinated effort to try to stop it. Much of the outcry surrounds the alleged meanness and roughness of these federal cops and their handling of the little darlings of the left. Apparently, those officers are too liberal in their use of gas and rubber bullets and hard takedown maneuvers. You know, I hear those concerns about the feds being too harsh, and I care a lot about these serious allegations. I care a lot. I care so much about it that now I want to talk about hamburgers. One of the perfect foods, you know. Here's what it boils down to. For those of you that live in these cities, like Seattle, and you're listening, aren't you? Some of you are staying up late at night listening to this. You've been deserted by your government. You are, in fact, a chess piece on a board. Your governor, in that case, His Honor Wheeler, he's a player. He's an enabler. And it doesn't matter to him what happens to you. He's probably looking further down the road. Maybe he'll get considered on something if, Joe Biden gets elected by some chance, and then he actually remembers to show up the next day for his inauguration. Although with each and every passing day, that becomes less and less of a possibility. that part of it all is neither here nor there. Now, recently, finding out how effective they are in a fight. In one instance, and I don't remember where the locale is, but a Jeep was speeding through. They were trying to block a road again, a big mass of people. Jeep coming down the road. One of the Antifa fighters decides he's going to fire shots at the Jeep. Shot five of his fellow protesters. Jeep running along on three wheels, and he shot five of his fellow protesters. The NFAC, which I can't tell you what that stands for because that's a bad word, they showed up in Indianapolis. No, in Louisville, excuse me, not Indianapolis, Louisville. And they marched in there to protest Breonna Taylor's death, and they were all armed. And while they were there, somebody accidentally shot three of their members within their ranks. They fell victim to what is termed in the military as friendly fire. Somebody was shot three times. Three people were shot. Negligent discharges, all of them. In Austin, this one cat walking around all day with his AK-47, which, he can open carry that, and he's perfectly within his rights. You cannot open carry as to intimidate. And when you start open carrying and shooting at a vehicle, then if you think you're not going to get shot back in Texas, you're not just a snowflake. You're a delusion. You probably need a reality moment. Except this perpetrator, this AK carrier, he's not going to get one of those because he decided to play at a gunfight, and the guy that responded was serious about it. These guys are not some super secret fighting squad. They haven't fed, they're more of a danger to themselves than they are to us. Definitely, if they come out of Portland and Seattle, they're going to have a lot of issues. Just like they had in Austin. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Meister.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. at aeroprecisionusa.com. Black Lives Matter movement and the subsequent riots by Antifa, which is the Democratic Party domestic terrorist arm, have shown Americans what leftism is. It's not like it used to be. It's certainly not like in the days of the 60s or the 70s. It's an ugly combination of social and government coercion, racism, violence, and anti-Americanism. And it also revealed the American left has been using American blacks as a vehicle for political power without any regard for actually improving black people's lives. Instead, they destroy the left, people on the left, they destroy their communities and double down on damaging policies. What few have pointed out, though, is the way the BLM protests have revealed the damage that decades of leftist messaging has visited on straight young white women. Remember the Lady Gagas that Paloma and I spoke about? You see him in the video screaming at police and all this other stuff, leading the charge and everything, setting a bunch of things up and trying to be out front leading. Up front, instigating. And that's a problem. It's a problem that, I mean, you can see on any video. But, I mean, just go look at the videos of the BLM and the Antifa protests against police. But these are just a fraction showing frenzied white women taking the lead in Black Lives Matter. They are deeply involved in this movement and in the ugliest way possible. And herein lies the sad tale of the leftist takeover of straight white women. The root problem is that these women are receiving mixed messages that will make even the strongest person go crazy. Beginning in high school or even earlier, they're told endlessly how they're both the victim and the oppressor. This makes straight white girls distinct from other students. White boys are told they're evil, toxic oppressors of both women and minorities. It's an ugly message, but it's a consistent one. And boys, lucky enough to have countervailing influences, shake it off and become the men they should be. The boys who don't have better influences become feminized, interestingly enough, even if they're not gay, as if, you know, they're trying to escape the awful toxic masculinity. Meanwhile, everyone who is non-white and or non-straight, whether female or male or something else, is told that he, she, or it is a victim. Right? Privilege, racism, homophobia, transgenderism, misogyny, all of them define how non-white and or non-straight people suffer endlessly at the hands of straight Caucasians. But then there's the straight white girls. And on the one hand, well, they're straight and they're white. That means that they are evil oppressors who have benefited unfairly from white privilege. In the morality play that is leftism, they owe the world big time. So on the other hand, they're women, which means men have victimized, they've been victimizing them from time immemorial to the present. So they're both victimizers and victims. The relationship with men is made more toxic by the fact that the young women are told simultaneously that as liberated women, they should be part of the hookup culture, and that as biological women, they're the victims of all men's rapacious, rapey sexuality. Mixed messages all around. It's no wonder that all these confused young women willingly sleep with the guy at night and then accuse him of rape in the morning. And others avoid this confusion by embracing a trendy lesbianism. These same women are also betrayed by the leftist culture's refusal to accept that motherhood is A, biological destiny, and B, worthy insofar as creating and raising a human being does give meaning to life. Once upon a time, women had no life choice other than motherhood. In the pre-free market, pre-industrial world, if one ignores the infinitesimally small number of wealthy women, any search for meaning in life was overwhelmed by the endless struggle to survive. Women didn't have time to compare their lives to men, especially because the men were also fighting for survival against the untamed forces of nature and other men. Then came the industrial era and the development of free market capitalism, and things changed. In the West, ordinary people had time for leisure, contemplation, the search for meaning. No longer did they have to plow the field and cut the wood and hunt the dinner. They could water ski. They could go camping where they used to live. They could now just go and visit. And this fundamental change led to the post-industrial pre-modern cult of motherhood. Cornelia, the mother of the Gracchi, who lived in Rome in the 2nd century BC, leaped into prominence. People in the 18th and 19th centuries loved that. When Caddy friends asked why Cornelia wasn't wearing jewels, she pointed to her sons and said, "These are my jewels." Today's young women are told to focus on a career. In college, they take liberal arts classes that don't prepare them for anything useful, but do reinforce their status as both a victim and an oppressor. They leave college uneducated, unskilled, which leads them to unfulfilling jobs. And at those jobs, they work hard while dating frantically. When they find the right man, they get pregnant, drop out of the job market, and resent their husband's career. They take all the energy that was meant for their professional success and pour it into their hyper-motherhood and activism. Think of the Portland moms, if you want to. None of this is healthy. This is tragic. Straight white women hate themselves for being white. They hate their men for being oppressors. They hate their meaningless career. And even though they love their children, they hate the seeming meaninglessness of motherhood. This is a very profound cognitive dissonance. And it has found its most disturbing outlet in their shrill existential screams on the streets of a Black Lives Matter protest. And in the meantime, it's all due to the messaging. Where these young ladies to actually employ a little bit of critical thinking and question everything they're taught. Question everything they've come to believe. Look for alternatives. Open their mind just a little bit. They might be very surprised at what they find. When we get back, somebody approached me on Facebook with a very open mind. I'll tell you about that conversation a little bit when we get back. This is nearly as bad as what's happening. I mean, it's almost creating a mental health issue in our young ladies in the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top Democratic leaders continue to negotiate with White House officials, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox News Democrats are treating workers as hostages so they can negotiate a massive stimulus deal. Navarro saying the president wants to see action now on enhanced unemployment benefits.
What he'd love to see right now and immediately is some progress on enhanced employment benefits as well as eviction while the negotiations take place. Let's get that done like we could do that today.
Strong winds and heavy rainfall are expected along South and North Carolina and also along the Mid-Atlantic coast throughout the day as Tropical Storm Isaias continues to move north. The storm is off the coast of Georgia and expected to strengthen to a Category 1 hurricane. You're listening to USA Radio News. When students return to school for the start of the 2020-2021 academic year, their school and classes will look very different than they did in March when schools were suddenly ordered to close because of the coronavirus pandemic. Every state's education department is releasing a roadmap to safely reopen schools. This roadmap is only guidance and is not mandated or state required. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue says opening schools is a topic that he's been thinking about for quite a while.
This has been on my mind all along as we thought about shutting the economy down first, now reopen it.
Senator Perdue also hearing from family members on this issue as well.
My wife is very adamant. You've got to protect teachers. You've got to protect the children.
New Jersey Judge Esther Salas is calling for more privacy for federal judges 2 weeks after a disgruntled lawyer allegedly killed her son and severely wounded her husband at their New Jersey home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Last Monday, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, Democrat, of course, sent a letter to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, grudgingly agreeing to the President's offer to send 150 federal agents to the city and help it cope with rising crime, mostly peaceful riots and looting and skyrocketing shootings and murders. Sort of, if they must come, they can, but Mayor Lori Lightfoot says Chicago expects influx of federal agents to help the city fight violence, but we do not welcome dictatorship. Of course not. And her letter continues, what we do not need and what we will certainly make our community less safe is secret federal agents deployed to Chicago. Any form of militarized assistance within our borders that would not be within our control or within the direct command of the Chicago Police Department would spell disaster. And she later reiterated her opposition, tweeting, "Under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops to come to Chicago and terrorize our residents." And then a half hour after that tweet, long before the scary federal agents could arrive, disaster struck. 14 people were shot in exchange of gunfire at a funeral in Gresham neighborhood of Southside, the authorities said. Occurred outside of a funeral home, and the deceased had been shot and killed a few days earlier. As this had been a presumed gang killing, the Chicago police, not yet defunded, had prudently stationed a squad car outside the funeral home, and many of the funeral attendees, perhaps gang members themselves, had prudently added guns to their going to the funeral outfit, even though guns are strictly outlawed in Chicago. So when the shooting began from a car driving slowly by, some of them were able to return some gunfire. The police found 65 gun shell casings. 11 of the victims remained in serious condition at area hospitals, where they joined the more than 20 people who were shot after a deadly weekend in which 63 people were shot and 12 were killed. These shootings happened about 5 miles from former President Barack Hussein Obama's Democrat mansion and adjacent to an area he formerly represented in the Illinois state legislature before his election to the U.S. Senate and the U.S. presidency. The victims were all black. The shooters, who apparently do not believe Black Lives Matter, were also black. After several hours after the shootings, Mayor Lightfoot tweeted, "We cannot give shelter to killers. People know who are responsible." And yeah, they do. And Trump should send in the federal agents because he believes all lives matter, black lives matter, and too many innocents are suffering. And if actually somebody were to go in and actually do this, and no, they don't need to be under the Chicago PD's control because the Chicago PD is under the control of the mayor. And she's the one, and the prosecutor, everybody that's in play in Chicago is compromised. I'm not sure to what point the PD is, but definitely the prosecutors and the mayor. And, you know, the PD can arrest them and the prosecutors just let them go. Now then, I'm seeing a whole lot of people on the left outraged at what's happening in our cities. Not the rioting and the looting and the arson or other forms of vandalism. They're upset that the federal officers are rolling up and arresting people off the streets rather than trusting corrupt, incompetent, and or dispirited local police departments to take care of it. Which I don't know how that's supposed to work, because aren't we defunding them? Yeah. It's bad enough the Democrat mayors of a handful of large cities seeing massive civil unrest are calling on Trump to withdraw the federal officers. And now some of the reports are troubling, to be sure. Officers arresting people without identifying themselves as federal officers isn't something we should be cool with in this country. And that's, I suspect that's not the case, since you can see the, you know, they're sort of badged. It's called a tape on their uniforms, identifying their agency. But the reports themselves are still concerning. And, you know, many on the left are now asking where the gun owners are. After all, they argue, we said we want guns to combat oppression, so where are we? Well, we're not coming to save you. I'm not going to take too many issue with aggressive policing at this point, where they have just relaxed altogether. Because too many innocent people are dying. They're getting beat. They're driving by and getting shot at. They're pulling up to it. They're pulling up to a stoplight, and some yahoo with a face mask on and an AK is walking up on. So I'm not worried about the details about how we deal with these criminals, because they're criminals. They're not political dissidents who merely, you know, who angered the commander-in-chief. They're taking part in criminal acts against federal buildings, and they're being arrested for it, as they should be. And there's absolutely nothing about that which is oppressive. Yet, even if I thought or we thought otherwise, we would not swoop in to save you. See, I'm the one that you call a racist, misogynist, bigoted, worthless, or any of the other thousands of insults that I get personally. I don't feel I'm obliged to risk my life to protect you from a government that was goaded into acting by your own lawless behavior. I'm sorry about that. I will defend people I disagree with, but I'm not going to risk me or my family over your poor decisions. What happened to George Floyd was awful. It sparked a conversation we needed to have in this country. And we did. We needed to have it. We needed to talk about police reform, at least in Minneapolis, because they had the kneeling on the neck part of it. That was part of their training. But the petulant children of this great land decided the officers responsible being fired and prosecuted wasn't enough justice for them. So they went on a multi-city rampage, and they burned small businesses, many of which are minority-owned. They destroyed an affordable housing project, all while screaming about justice for the poor. And the very crowd that did this, the very crowd that has derided gun owners for years now, is getting rolled up by the federal law enforcement, and they're screaming for us to swoop in and save the day. No. You don't get to vilify millions of us, insulting everything from our intelligence to our genital size, and then expect us to save you from the aftermath of your own decision. So, some may take issue with what the feds are doing. Others may applaud it. That's great. Many others will be somewhere in between, and none of that matters. Because I'm not going to grab a weapon and a kit and head out the door to explicate the federal officers that are doing a job. Sorry. You were never with it to begin with. You're never with us to begin with. And, you know, my life is just worth a little bit more than your own stupidity. You guys elected the people that are letting this happen. You fomented this decision to have to send. And indeed, you made it happen. Where have your demands been for the mayor to do something about it? Why aren't you doing something about your mayor, your police? Why aren't you demanding they do something about it? But you weren't doing that, right? Because it was local, I guess. I don't know. I find that to be quite amusing, to be honest with you. They expect, they're saying, we're the gun owners. We need them to come in here and take care of this crazy government. Anyway, enough for my fun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When the campaign season kicked off, Democrats figured that gun control would be a good issue to run on. Unlike in past years, there definitely seemed to be a public opinion a shift on guns, and this would be a good time to exploit it because that's what they specialize in. After all, in the post-Parkland world, gun control helped several politicians win office. So it only stood to reason the Democrats would try to take the advantage. This was all before COVID-19 and riots ravaged our city streets for weeks on end. Now, there seems to be this idea that things have changed, because after all, we got 10 million new gun owners. If I take and sell a gun tomorrow, we could have 10 million in one, because that will not sit there on the shelf. It will sell as soon as they stick it out there. Somebody will buy it. And there's more looking to buy as tensions continue to simmer. And despite that, we didn't really have evidence of that. But we do now. Coming from the NSSF, a new survey among likely voters in 18 key battleground states found the number one reason for firearm ownership is for protection, and that most are opposed to arbitrary gun bans. Which, you know, when they get out there and they start talking about handguns, well, they're out there saying, well, we're only talking about weapons of war. The way they write it, your common Glock 19, which holds 15 rounds, would be banned. Because it's a weapon of war because it holds more than, I don't know, 7 rounds? Whatever the arbitrary number is. So the NSSF, they released the results, and they found that more than half believe self-defense is the primary motivation for firearm ownership. And almost 60% said that a ban on semi-automatic rifles would have very little effect on crime, with 51% opposing a ban on these kind of guns. Just under half said a restriction on magazine capacity would have no effect on crime, and it won't. Is there an acceptable amount of rounds to take if you're being shot? If somebody only has 10 rounds in the capacity of their magazine, is it okay for you just to only be shot 10 times? Now, I know what you're thinking right now. Well, Bill, are you saying we should be... No, I'm not saying you should be able to be shot 30 times or 15 times or whatever, however many times it is. What I am telling you, though, is that the only ones that would have these magazine restrictions would be us. The criminals wouldn't have them. The military wouldn't have them, and law enforcement wouldn't have them. Only ones that would not, that would be subject to this would be us. Now, Lawrence G. King, he is the senior vice president of the general counsel. He said the results tell us Americans want their right to purchase a firearm of their choice, especially when it comes to their personal safety. These results also tell us that enforcing existing laws is a better use of public resources than efforts to restrict the rights of law-abiding citizens. Those likely voters are telling us they want to be able to purchase what they believe will meet the needs without onerous government interference. So, considering that there's 10 million new gun owners, considering that a lot of them are leftists, and, you know, some of them are in these key battleground states, there went that plan for the Democrats now, didn't it? And these are 18 battleground states. This isn't in states that the GOP has a firm hold on. These are states that are up for grabs come November. I didn't know there was that many battleground states in the first place. But those are, you know, this is the former blue wall of the Democrats. And, you know, well, these are the states needed to win the election in the Electoral College. And this doesn't mean the election is a slam dunk for Trump. It does mean that the anti-gun pushes in the states are not going to yield any support and may well lose it. However, just remember that Joe Biden, when he's reminded, wants to ban the AR COVID-19 or the COVID-19-15 or whatever he thinks it is. He wants to ban that. He wants to employ Beto O'Rourke to come in and be his gun banner in chief. And that is going to play a factor in the elections, to be sure. Especially since there's absolutely no way for Biden to backtrack on guns now. The only question is whether it will play a large enough factor. But, I think it's gonna. Because Biden is still out there wanting to ban the AR COVID-19. And we've also watched weeks upon weeks of riots and other civil unrest throughout the nation. We've watched in horror as people have been beaten half to death and others outright murdered on American streets simply because the mob wanted to hurt somebody. Oh, there they are. They'll work. People have seen this and they're not happy about them. A black business owner who just supported Trump. That was his biggest transgression. He supported Trump. He was executed the other day. Just killed for supporting Trump. Summarily. On the street. People who don't want guns banned, who want to own guns, they're sending this one signal out there, which is, I don't want to be a victim myself. I don't want my house to be burned to the ground. This means capacity. But the gun means capability. The fact that they don't want it to happen means they have developed the capacity to know that they may have to fight. And they're smart enough to know that they may have to fight with tools that they're not, up to now, they just haven't seen the need to have. And this means guns. And if you're talking about a mob, a handgun or a double-barreled shotgun is not going to cut it. I'm sorry. You need an AR. Or a similar rifle, something they can use to defend themselves from a rampaging horde bent on destruction, which is the very gun Joe Biden wants to ban. You know, I have three AR builders that support the show. Spikes, Franklin Armory, AR Precision. Arrow Precision, excuse me. And, well, the reason I accept And I, you know, if five more wanted to come support the show, I would let them. Simply because if you're going to have one gun, if you are looking for the one thing that might possibly aid you in a fight against really bad odds, it's an AR-15. It is not a panacea. Of course, it's going to be one of these things that it would help if you had a little bit of time to train and everything and figure out how to shoot the thing and clear the stoppages and all the other things that go along with it. If it was up to me, every one of you out there would be able to email me and tell me that you have an AR-15 pistol, because I think that is the best combination to have in a home self-defense situation. It's small. It can be up to a 7-inch long barrel, so that means it's small and fast and easy to maneuver around places. And it's a rifle. It's a rifle cartridge, rifle round. So this doesn't make it an automatic win for Trump. But gun control for Biden is a dead issue. Gun control for Biden is a dead issue. And then wanting to push gun control. I've seen all the HRs, and like the thing we were talking about earlier, which John Crump has come on the show to talk about, and Rod was talking about the thing they want to do in the military. That's a rough one, dude. That'll be a very rough one to push. It's fine to propose it. They do it all the time. They do it yearly. They do it annually. They're just making the news right now because everybody's trying to distract you from the idea that these cities are being burnt to the ground just to make Trump look bad. It's a sick world sometimes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.